Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, so good to be with you today. We are covering a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is, will hiring a coach help you build your cleaning company? And to really help, you know, having done this for years and years and years, to really help you kind of understand how that works, I just wanted to kind of back it up and share where I started, right? So, and I hate to do this because shares absolutely how old I am. So when I started, the internet existed, but there wasn't really like YouTube, I don't think, was out there. And there wasn't like a place you could just go and get all the information. Like, I start with a different problem than you guys have. The problem I had was not enough information. And oftentimes for you, Cleaning Nation, the problem that you've got is way too much information, right? So I actually invested, I don't want to say tens of thousands, closer to 100,000 than 10, in a franchise, because I'm like, I need a system and a, you know, I thought they would be my coach and kind of help me through this. And it was a good franchise. I had a good experience, but they didn't give me that mentorship and that coaching that I hope I'd get, right? They told me like, hey, here's how you can and can't use our logo. Here's a percentage of our supplies that you need to buy. Some basic financial stuff, like some very, very basic stuff, but not really the mentorship. I think I had a area rep come visit me once a month, and just not what I really needed to grow my company. And I searched, for those of you guys that know my story, I was born super poor. Like, my mom worked for the government. You know, we never had a car. Like, not only did I not have any rich people in my family, I didn't even know any rich people. I didn't know what they looked like, felt like, smelled like. You know, they were just kind of like this mythical creature, right? So I didn't have anyone I could go to. It was like, hey, you're successful. How did you do that, right? So that was a big frustration at that time. And now it's the opposite, right? You can't swing a dead cat without hitting somebody. It's like, I know how to do this, right? But at that point, that wasn't it. And it was really lonely. And I think you guys run in the same spot with overload of information. But, you know, because I didn't really know anyone that was successful, I couldn't share, you know, with my knucklehead high school buddies that were making, you know, like $8 an hour. Hey, I've got to buy this $50,000 piece, or I'm thinking about buying this $50,000 piece of equipment, and I'm scared that it's not a good decision. They're like, I don't make $50,000 in a year, you jerk, right? Like, it just, I couldn't connect with them. And then sometimes even with my spouse, kind of got it, but you know, when things are going poorly, I don't want to dump that on her, right? Like, you know, hey, you know, we're going to go out of business, where, you know, all the fears and stuff I have, I didn't feel like that was super appropriate. So it was really lonely not having a community of people, right? And it was scary because I was all of a sudden in charge and I had a lot of ideas about where my company was going, but I didn't know if I was working on the right one, right? You work really hard doing this or that or the other or whatever the case may be. And, there's no one to bounce it off of. You're like, am I going the right direction? Am I even close? So it was lonely. It was scary. And I tried everything. This is all the old school stuff, like taking people to lunch, successful people, if I could ever find anyone that, you know, had two nickels to rub together, which I really didn't know very many of. I read every single book that I could get my hand on. And holy crap, I worked and just sweated and just did this thing 24/7. And it was really frustrating because even if I did find a random rich guy or some or gal that knew what they were doing, they had their own things going on, right? And they just weren't really passionate about my vision, what I was doing, and they were kind of helpful, but just to a limit, right? So there was just, I didn't know what I could do, right? So that was kind of the background. I was able to bumble along by just reading literally dozens, probably hundreds of books, investing a ton in tapes and courses, trying to like better my education, and effectively just working really, really hard, right? Like, that was kind of the secret sauce I had at the beginning, was just working way too hard. And I was able to build some fairly successful brick and mortar businesses just with that, right? So I didn't really have a mentor and a coach that was really invested in my success. But I did have books and I did have hard work and I did pay for a bunch of courses. So that kind of got me, and probably can get you, and it took me a decade to build my first $1 million business, and way too much work. So that was kind of the thing I did, right? And not that I'd recommend it to you guys, but it'll work if you got the time and you have a work ethic, that can work. But things really changed when I sold my last brick and mortar business, which was a car dealership. And I committed to my wife because we'd finally gotten to the point financially where we didn't really need me to work so hard and to have so much risk, right? A lot of the way that we ran our businesses was a lot of risk. When you go to a car dealership, you might have $1 million or so of inventory in the lot and jobs and a lease or a bit. We owned our building. So there's just like, even though we had plenty of eggs, all of our eggs were still in that one basket, right? So I couldn't kind of be free of that. So I committed to my wife, not going to do that again. And I really wanted at that point to share what I'd learned about business with everyone else, because I was so like, I don't want other people to go through that same loneliness and frustration, you know. And obviously you still make mistakes, but I wanted people to make smarter, better mistakes than the ones I did, right? But I couldn't really sell like, hey, work your tail off and read 1,000 books over the next 10 years. you know, that's not really, that was what I had to offer. And that wasn't sellable, right? You can't really, you know, that's really doesn't work. And I just became obsessed with why some business owners succeed and why so many fail. And having personally talked to and coached one-on-one, not to the hundreds of hours I've done of one-to-many coaching and, you know, that tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies I've coached, but just literally hundreds of, if not thousands, but certainly hundreds of one-on-one conversations, I started seeing that the ones that ended up in our system obviously got amazing results, and that's great. And I want to tell you, as good as our system and our process is, I want to encourage you, kind of a little peek behind the scenes, right? When you're looking to hire a coach, part of the reason we're so successful, and this isn't patting myself on the back, or our clients are so successful, I should say, is we're very selective about who we pick, right? So I learned the wrong person, no matter what we do, we can't make them the right person. But the right person, given the right tools and guidelines, we can really help, right? Like I've got a friend of mine that I play basketball with, a young kid, and I really like him. He's a super nice kid, great basketball player. And he's got a little landscaping business, and he has no idea what I do, right? That I coach other owners, and I've got people that, you know, I get tens of thousands of dollars to help people, or millions of dollars really to help people do it. And I've tried to like, hey, I can help you. I know this. And it's just so funny how that's not his thing, right? He also got a part-time job at Walmart, and he just can't, he's not the right guy. So as much as I like him, and as much as for free, I'd help him. And if he was the right guy, I would help. It doesn't work, right? So first and foremost, I started realizing we needed the right raw materials to help them, right? So when we're considering hiring a coach help you build your cleaning company, first we have to answer, are you the right guy or gal? And we're going to walk through the framework to tell how to be the right person that can have effective coaching. So again, part of the reason we're so successful is not just that our systems and processes work, but we only pick the right people, right? So if we don't think they're the right fit, we don't even invite them in. So trick number one, I don't say secret number one, but the big number one thing is you've got to be the right person before coaching will help. So I know that's not the popular answer, right? The popular answer would be like, heck yeah, just give me some money. We'll sort you out, man. But that's not the case. We can do a little bit of help for everybody that is willing to have a little bit of help. But to really transform people, there's some magic things that you need to be. And I'm going to share that with you here in a second. So the frustrating part was I knew how to succeed, but I needed to learn how to translate that to others. And again, just what I started was I tried to solve people's emotional problems with my logical answers, right? I didn't realize at the beginning, I'm like, I just told people what to do that would make them successful, and then they wouldn't do it. And then my response was, well, what if I just tell you again louder, or yell at you, or get more passionate, or get more exciting? And that didn't work either. Surprise, right? So I really started understanding that we had to transform the entrepreneur first, and then the what to do made sense and would even work. So if we don't have the right person, I'm going to teach you how to be the right person, who you need to be successful as an owner. All the what to do wouldn't work. And it's tough because everyone comes in going, just tell me what to do so I can be successful. And it's frustrating because a lot of you guys, Clean Nation, don't want to hear, I got to tell you who to be or make sure you are the right person first. And then, and only then can I tell you what to do. And I'll tell you what to do. It's not that we hide it from you. We do this on the podcast every day. We've got 600 podcasts. You want to know what to do? It's here. But if you're not the right person, you don't look at things right, you'll never do it. It's not going to help, right? So so many people out there like selling their secrets of this, secrets of that. And the discovery I made, the big aha was until they became the right person, knowing what to do was just about useless, right? Like my friend at the basketball part, he's just not ready, right? So he's got a pretty good coach without patting myself on the back too hard. At his disposal, he doesn't even know it. He can't even see it because he's just not ready. The cool thing is once people do become the right person, the coaching we give them is almost easy. It makes sense because it's almost like teaching people how to think first. And once they get that, all the coaching, the tactical blocking and tackling, here's exactly what to do, makes perfect sense to them. They're able to execute perfectly, right? So leading Cleaning Nation and watching closely, you guys, I'm obsessed that we as a whole team are, who gets results and who doesn't. All the successful people do the same three or four things, and all the unsuccessful people don't do those. They do a different set of things, right? The secret wasn't some, and it's tough because there's, like I said, now there's so much on the internet. There's 1,000 people telling you, do you buy my Facebook course or copywriting course or the skill set, and then you'll be able to be successful. And that's not really the truth. And those skill sets are important. Like we have two Facebook guys on our team that are amazing. They've got a great skill set, but that in and of itself is not what makes them amazing people in addition to our team, right? That who they are comes first, right? So let's jump into the framework of who you need to be successful. And that will answer the question of how will hiring a coach build your cleaning company? I guess the short answer is if you're the right guy or gal and you're ready for it, oh my gosh, it cannot just transform your cleaning company, it can transform your life, your employees' life, your team members, your customers, your whole community's lives can be changed by your efforts. But if you're not the right person, we can't even help you make an extra nickel, right? So the big shift we need to make is not, can hiring a coach help me build my cleaning company? Is who do I need to be to attract and work with the right coach to get not just 1X or 2X results, but to get 10X or 100X results, right? So let's dive into that. There's a couple, and if you're writing stuff down, this is where we're going to take notes. The first and foremost thing is you have to be coachable, right? So many, and it's so frustrating from my perspective. For all of our graduates, we have an alumni call once a month, no charge. We just do it for all the people that have been through our program because I want to continue connecting with them and giving value. And I'll be danged if half of the people that show up are people on our next level, our Millionaire Mastermind, people that already have access to me and technically don't need that extra coaching, they show up. Of the hundreds of people that have graduated, and they've effectively paid for this coaching, right? We don't charge them one by one, but because they're graduates, we let them come, you know, they've kind of paid for it a long time ago. They never show up. So the guys and gals that need the most help don't show because they're not coachable. They think they know what they're doing. And the guys and gals that have the most help and probably don't need to be there are the most coachable, right? So we found, and it's so frustrating because the people that are successful and don't need the coaching always want more coaching. And the people that are getting crushed, like my poor friend in the basketball working at Walmart to make ends meet, he's not super interested in the coaching. So first and foremost, you've got to pick the right coach, right? So if someone it's not a core values match, they don't have integrity, they haven't actually done the thing that they're coaching, they haven't been able to teach dozens, if not hundreds of other people how to do it, you need the right guy or gal. You have to like them, right? Just simple stuff like that. Obviously, we're assuming that's the case. But even if you have all of that in a prospective coach and you're not coachable, might as well throw all of it out the window, right? We can't help you a bit as a coach. That's it. Here's the big, I should have probably started with this one. The number one thing is committed. Lots of people, everybody wants to have a $1 million cleaning company. Very few people are willing to do the things that it takes. And here's what is heartbreaking for Cleaning Nation. This is one of the things I love about you guys and gals specifically, owners of cleaning companies. Holy crap, do you have a work ethic? So what I didn't say is hard workers, because I found most of you guys that I talk to and gals, super hard workers. So I didn't say committed and hard work, although you need hard work. Or coachable and hard workers, I said coachable and committed. Because here's the thing, not everybody, but the vast majority of you guys will work hard, i.e. I'll clean more, I'll be in the office more, I'll check things, I'll work 100 hours a week if I need to. But the problem is, as opposed to changing who we are so we can get more done with the time that we've got, we just try and work harder as the same person. And eventually, some of you at 50, 60 hours a week cry uncle and can't do it anymore. Some of you are insane and work 90 hours a week. But at some point, there's only so many hours we can work, right? Our bodies physically and our minds physically can't do it. And that's where hard work ends. So that's where the committed works. Because when you come to, if you're coachable, the first thing I'm going to coach you to do is to change who you are. And guess what? In some ways, it's hard to clean toilets 12 hours a day or work or manage or do all the things that we know as owners we need to get done. That's hard work, but it's the hard work we're comfortable with, right? So when we coach people, hey, you've got to change what you do. You don't have to work 12 hours. Actually, you should be working 3 or 4 hours. You got to work way less. That is, you have to be really committed to trust that, right? Because it's safe to do what you've been doing, which is work really, really hard and not get results. So you've got to be so committed, you'll step way out of your comfort zone and do things that are scary to you, right? Invest in yourself and advertising and marketing and becoming a new person and changing your habits and doing things scary, right? If you, a lot of people are coachable, but they're like, I'm committed as long as I don't have to do anything differently. Well, then if you're not willing to do anything differently, you're guaranteed you're not going to get any different results, right? So coachable, committed. Here's another one. If you're writing stuff down, resourceful. So many owners of cleaning, and again, I'm telling you from the coach's perspective, of a guy that's coached hundreds and hundreds of people, and we've watched lives change, right? If you are not resourceful, we can't help you, right? So people, we can teach concepts and who you need to be and tell you exactly how to do it, but there's always a detail that comes up in your circumstance. And if you're the guy or gal, it's like, oh, well, in the training, you didn't mention, you know, what exact key to push in what order, or, you know, my thing is this, or I've got this little thing, you know, so I gave up, right? There's, we've got shirts for our next level members say success rocks, excuses suck. That's really what it means to be resourceful, is to, you know, the successful always find a way, and the unsuccessful always find an excuse, right? You can either have success, or you can have excuse. You can't have both. So resourceful people figure that crap out, right? They won't come to me going, well, Mike, I ran into one small problem, so I stopped the process entirely, right? They'll go, I did this and that didn't work, so I made a little change. I did this and I've made 14 steps since then. What do I need to do? You know, how can I refocus? That's what winners do. So that resourcefulness is owners figure crap out, right? Like, having employed hundreds of people from minimum wage all the way up to six figures, I found the minimum resourcefulness is the biggest difference, right? When I had my car dealership, there'd be a lot attendant and we might tell him to get a car ready, right? And he might look in one place for one type of chemical that he could use to get this car ready. And if the thing wasn't there, he'd just wander off and go, well, I didn't have my thing. So, you know, zero resourcefulness, right? Whereas the lot manager, who might make $20 an hour as opposed to $10 an hour, would figure out, oh, we can use a different chemical, or I'll look at a different place, or, you know, I'll ask Mike for help or something, right? The $60,000 guy would create a system to have all that happen, and a $100,000 guy can lead a team of that. But really, as you go up the food chain of money, it's resourcefulness. So back to the first question of, will hiring coach help you build your cleaning company? If you are the right person, hiring the right coach can be transformation. Who's the right person? The right person is coachable. They're all in committed. Again, I tell people, to really change your world and the world around you, you need to say, I will do anything in the world it takes to be successful, comma, here's a big comma, as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral, right? If any coach, myself included, ever asks you to hurt your fellow man to be successful, that's not a good coach. And that's, you don't ever need to lose your integrity to be successful. But if the coaching is, if you know you need to do something, it's legal, it's ethical, it's moral, it's helping your fellow human being and not hurting them, you got to be willing to go, that's it. That's the only rule. I will do anything. And that's what committed looks like. And resourceful is figuring that crap out. So if you are coachable, committed, and resourceful, you can absolutely change your life within a coach and a system and a process and that team and that encouragement, right? So you don't have to be lonely. You can know, make sure you're doing the right things. And all of that can absolutely be transformative, not only to you, but to your team and to your lifestyle, financially, your freedom. It can change your life. If you're not coachable, committed, and resourceful, I would encourage you that we need to get those done first. And the only coach I would hire would be a mindset coach, or kind of a lifestyle coach, someone that can help you develop those skills, right? But actually, you're not even ready to even be a business owner, frankly, at that point. So that's the first step. Once you have those things, abso-freaking-lutely, if you can find someone who has systems and processes and says, I know all the thousand ways that won't work, and here's the ways to work, and here's exactly step-by-step processes and forms and spreadsheets and all the stuff that you need. Once you're coachable, committed, and resourceful, those can be game changer. Until you're those things, completely worthless. So if the last piece I wanted to get, and we're running so short on time, so I'm going to go quick, is that we'll skip that. We'll save it for another time. So the cool thing is, when I reached this goal in myself, right, I started becoming coachable and decisive and resourceful. And just so you guys know, we have a multi-million dollar business coaching other people. I've got a mentorship program I'm in. I spend $50,000 a year of my own money to still continue being coachable and learning, right? Because I'm committed to my education, right? So the cool thing is, once we reach this goal, not only did I make more money and far more easily, than ever, but I fell in love with my customers' employees again. As you start growing, it's very attractive. People want to be around you. They want to be a part of that. So it doesn't just change, oh, I make more money. It changes who you are. You become more attractive to the best talent, right? Talent wants to be around people that are talented, right? I can't tell you guys, hey, pay for my coaching, but I don't invest in my own coaching, right? If Tiger Woods, I showed you how old I am. I'm sure he's not a top golfer anymore, but if Tiger Woods, whoever the top golfer is, has two or three golf coaches, the best in the world, Mike Campion certainly needs his coach, and so do you. But guess what? I guarantee daggum to you, if you ask Tiger's coach, how committed is Tiger? It's out of how coachable is he, right? Does he tell you a bunch of stuff? And how resourceful is he when he needs to figure stuff out? I bet you he's tens all the way across the board. So the cool thing is, once we have this coach, not only do we make more money, have more freedom, but we can really attract the right people. It changes our family life. It changes the impact. It changes everything in the world around us, right? So the cool thing is, the beautiful thing is, we've seen owners of cleaning companies, we've seen you guys transform. I've seen time after time after time after time, single moms living in an apartment, cleaning all daggum day, trying to feed their kids, move into hiring cleaners, becoming an entrepreneur, having the money and the time freedom to spend with their kids, right? People that are out of cleaning but constantly in the office and can't take a vacation because the whole daggum thing falls apart when they're gone. We get to see them become owners of cleaning companies as opposed to just people working, right? So the cool thing is, we're not just building rich people. We're building people with freedom and people who have impact on the world. So all that said, if you're like, holy crap, that's me. I am coachable. I'm committed. I'm resourceful. I need more help. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. We're going to do a 2-day event. It's 100% risk free. You get to try before you buy. It is going to be mind blowing. We're going to spend 2 days, not only building in that coachability, that commitment and that resourcefulness, but giving you the tools and the how to and exactly the tactical stuff. So I will be there live. Tracy, our mindset coach, is going to be there live. It is going to be, a crap ton of fun. We are going to break into breakout rooms. We're going to get work done. It is going to be a transformational experience, and it is 100% risk free. It's only a couple $100, but you don't even have to pay until after the event. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/grow event. It is going to be spectacular. And the committed, the coachable, and the resourceful will be there. And I already can't wait to meet you. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.